The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Fire Rock Steakhouse in the Northwest Centennial Center in Las Vegas. And Wines du Jour is America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program brought to you with some pretty important information each and every week with good wines and good food. And we're going to have a special guest this evening, the general manager here at Fire Rock. Her name is Linda Weaver, and you'll get an opportunity to meet with her a little bit later. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country from literally all around the world. I've received them from East Coast, Left Coast, Chile, Baja California, and Italy, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty, and we can't wait to get started. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and please stay tuned if this is your first time. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems, literally all around the globe. We're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. And remember, age gets better with wine. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and thanks. You know, I think wine is like a hug in a glass. What do you think? Not a bad idea. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about where we are this evening. We are at a beautiful steakhouse in the northwest part of town, as I mentioned a few moments ago, called Fire Rock Steakhouse. There are two Fire Rock Steakhouses in America. One is in Casper, Wyoming, which is where they originated, and then they moved over and opened a second one here in the northwest part of Las Vegas. They opened the first one in 2006, and they've been here in Las Vegas now for about a year or so, I think. And I have to tell you, the food here is great. A couple things that I checked out with the chef. We've been here a couple times in the past doing our Wines du Jour show, and I have to tell you, they have a real wonderful system here at the Fire Rock Steakhouse when it comes to aging their beef. First of all, they only use USDA Angus beef, which would be my recommendation if I was consulting. And also, they do a series of aging the beef for a minimum of 28 days. And that's really about minimum for those to really have good steak. You know, you have to have some age on the meat. And if you buy a steak, just so that you know, folks, if you buy a steak in the grocery store or the meat market and take it home and wrap it up in the paper and put it in the refrigerator, 28 days from now, it's not going to be any good. It doesn't work that way with small pieces of meat. So you take a nice loin and age it for 28 days, and then literally every steak here at the steakhouse is hand-cut, and that's a good thing. Now, they grill every one of their steaks, and they've decided, and I don't disagree at all, that the best wood to cook a steak is oak. Now, if you're in the barbecue business, you probably know that oak is a very popular wood that they use for barbecuing. Some people say mesquite, and I just want you to know, no pun intended. And if you are in Texas listening to us, it's not to make you feel bad, but mesquite is not what you call a great wood wine. It does burn hot. I don't mean wine, I mean heat. But you don't take this wine. What am I talking about? Wine. You don't take this wood and called mesquite and cook it for flavor. That's what most people think they do, that they cook it for flavor. It does not have hardly any flavor whatsoever. but it does burn very, very hot. And that's good when it comes to steaks. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and the steakhouse. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Tune in to Healthline every week with your host, Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD. This month's special is Quantum Greens Powder, a once-living, naturally potent, vegetarian and gluten-free blend of the finest, most pristine greens from the best sources worldwide. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447.
Listen to Healthline daily at 2:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 p.m. Eastern on CRN.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at the Fire Rock Steakhouse in Northwest Las Vegas, and we're enjoying some great wine, which we'll talk about in a few moments. And in a few minutes, we're going to get our pairing of food to go along with that wine, which we'll talk about when that happens. I want to continue on just shortly, for a short amount of time, to tell you a little bit about burning wood for cooking things like steaks. It's good to have a hot fire, and oak has a burning ratio of pretty high, but it also has flavor. So you can actually kill two birds with one stone, if you will, by taking oak and using it for your heat. We like to see steaks, if we can get them on a grill, around 800 to 1,000 degrees. That's pretty hot, and probably much hotter than what you could get your barbecue in your backyard. You turn on the barbecue and lit that grill, and put the lid down, and you think it's hotter than hell. Well, it is, but it's probably around 500, 500 and a half, maybe 600 degrees. To do steaks really well, that excessive amount of heat, 800 to 1,000 degrees, is really effective on the meat. And what it does, literally, is set the meat. Well, the heat will just set the outside of the meat, and then the cooking through takes place. We like to not turn steaks more than one time. I know this sounds like an old-fashioned thing that you might have heard and say, well, yeah, we don't do that anymore. We turn steaks as often as we want. Actually, it's not a good idea. And the reason is the juices in the steak come out quicker when you're turning the steak over and over and over and over. Well, you just turn it over once, and now you can adjust the location of the steak. In other words, we typically, to get those beautiful grill marks we like to see when the steak comes to your table, we put the steak on and let it cook for maybe 2 or 3 minutes, lift it up, give it a quarter of a turn, not turn over, but a quarter of a turn, and sit it back down. And then when you turn it over, you've got those hash marks that look pretty nice on the steak. Doesn't make it taste any better, but mentally, it does taste pretty good. So the thicker the steak, the better. In other words, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a very poor family back in Dayton, Ohio, and I thought steak was a half inch thick. And my mother was not a very good cook, God bless her, but she would cook the steak for at least 20 minutes on each side. And so you get a half inch thick steak, 20 minutes on each side. I have to tell you, it would be more tender to eat the sole of your shoe than it would eat the steak. I didn't know any different. Everybody in the house didn't know any different. So when somebody says, boy, this really tastes good, we think, oh, this is what tastes good is all about? Oh, yeah, this does taste good. Well, fortunately, a few years later, I discovered what real steak was, which is about an inch and a quarter to 2 inches thick. Not 1 inch, but an inch and a quarter to 2 inches thick, somewhere in there, whatever you like. And you cook it over that high heat that I talked about. And what it does, again, is set the outside. Now, the inside, depending on how long you allow it to be on the grill, is going to get, let's just say, anywhere from rare to medium well, to well done, depending on how long you keep it on there. And it's actually a sin and a $200 fine. You go directly to jail if you have a well done steak. That's just not something you want to do. We recommend hamburger as opposed to a well done steak. I know there's people who say, I don't care, I just want it done. Okay, fine. That's your privilege, but you're just missing out on great taste and flavor. But anyway, medium rare is probably the most common doneness, if you will. And that'll take, again, with an inch and a, say an inch and a half steak, maybe about 4 minutes on each side. So it's only about 8 or 9 minutes, and then allow it to rest off the heat on a platter or on a plate, whatever you're going to serve it on, for about 4 or 5 minutes before you eat it. If you take it right off the grill, put it on your plate, pick up your knife and fork and start cutting it, all the juices are going to run right into the plate and you're not into your mouth, which is where the flavor is. It's the juices, it's not the meat. And the juices come from the fat. That's why we like marbled meat. We call that marbled meat, a little fat that goes through the steak. The more the marbling, within reason, of course, the more the marbling, the better the taste of the steak. And the quality of the meat. The USDA inspector has stamped it as, let's call it USDA Choice or USDA Prime. Prime is something you're not going to find an awful lot in the retail stores. But if you can find it, it is the best. It'll literally, you don't need a knife half the time. You can cut it with a fork. It's that tender. However, if you have USDA Choice, I think you'll find it's very, very good. And the taste is going to be there. Don't overcook it. If you want to put something other than salt and pepper on it, that's okay. It's all right if you want to do that. A lot of people marinate steaks. They think they taste better that way. You can do a dry rub. Or we would call it a wet rub or a marinade if you want to do it that way. Marinades are fine. With beef, you can marinate it for overnight if you want to. But if you're going to marinate fish, you don't want to marinate it for more than 2 or 3 hours because it becomes very mushy, the flake, the texture of the meat. So if you're going to do the steak, and put it on the grill. Again, the most important thing to remember is don't take it out of the refrigerator or the refrigeration that you have it in and put it on the grill. Allow it to sit at room temperature for about 30 minutes or so. Take the meat out ahead of time, let it come to room temperature, and then put it on the grill. There's nothing worse, frankly, when it comes to trying to make something tender, to go from 39 degrees, which is what the refrigerator would probably be, to 500 to 800 degrees on a grill. Just ain't going to work very well. So let it come to room temperature first, and that really stands for any kind of meat, whether it's a steak or a chop or fish or vegetables for that matter. You'd probably take a lot of fruit and other items that would work out really well. You don't need to worry about it when it comes to making your steak taste good. You can put marinade, or I think the best thing is granulated garlic, salt, and pepper. Now, I have a little combination that I do, and I talk about it in my classes quite a bit. That's all I do at home. I don't have a salt shaker and a pepper shaker. I have this combination in a little jar, and it's 40% black pepper, 40% salt, and 20% granulated garlic. Now, that's not to be confused with garlic powder. I do not recommend, nor do I want you to use garlic powder. And the reason is, not because it's a bad thing, it's just that it has no shelf life. And by the time you buy it, take it home, open it up, and use it once or twice, it's dead to the world, so to speak, and it's not so good. So if you get granulated garlic, the shelf life on the granulated garlic is up to 2 years. So why do one and the other? They cost the same, and they sit right next to each other on the shelf in the store. You just have to pay attention to it and not just say, oh, get garlic powder. And the same thing stands true with onion. Onion powder versus granulated onion. I recommend granulated onion and not powdered onion, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Now, I want to mention one other thing about wood and cooking with steaks. You know, there's other things that you cook on the grill, obviously, and fish is one of them. Now, if you are living in the northwest part of the United States, you know that there's a lot of trees in that area called alderwood trees. Or you can go to your local store that sells wood chips and so on and so forth in a bag. And if you look closely, you'll probably find a bag of alderwood chips. I take the alderwood chips, put them in a little, say, a pie tin, pour water on it, let it sit for about 45 minutes or so, pour the excess water out, put it right on the grill, right on the fire in the grill, and then put my steak on top of it. And it's going to smolder that wood because it's wet. It won't burn. It will smolder. And the smolder is really the smoke that we talk about. So you're adding smoke flavor to your steak with hardly any work whatsoever. And boy, let me tell you, the difference is tremendous and very, very good. So I just wanted to mention that. And there's another wood that you might see a lot of times called pine. Pine is great for, what is pine good for? I can't think of anything offhand, but I'll try to think of something later and let you know. Pine is not a wood that we use when it comes to burning or cooking with. By any stretch of the imagination, it's a very soft wood, number one, and so it's not used for kitchen cabinets and that sort of thing very often. So, pine is something to just kind of stay away from when it comes to cooking, if that's it. Alderwood for fish or vegetables, or oak for steaks and roasts and pork chops and things like that. And boy, you'll be in seventh heaven. And try that little smoking concept that I told you about. I think you'll find it very, very good. So, Fire Rock Steakhouse, a great place for a steak. The prices here are very reasonable. I have to tell you, we've been here, I don't know, this is probably our fourth time doing the show from here, and it's always been almost at least 80 to 100% full. And we do the show, of course, on Thursday night, so you can only imagine what Friday and Saturday is like. They're open for lunch and for dinner 7 days a week, so you can come out here and really enjoy a nice meal at a reasonable price with first-class quality product. And I have to tell you, the service here is very good. Now, Linda Weaver is going to be in here in a few minutes to talk with us. She's the new general manager, and I say new. She's been here, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. So there's a lot of things that I probably know more about the restaurant than she does. Not that that's a bad thing, but the good thing is she knows what she's doing, and the people like working for her. She makes sure that the training takes place, and that is probably the second most important thing a restaurateur can do. It's not just the quality of the food, but the service. If the service isn't any good, I don't care how good the food is, nobody's going back. If the food's lousy and the service is very good, there's a chance you might come back and give it another try, if you know what I mean. But if the service is bad, you're not going to give it another try. So if you're in the service business, make doggone sure you pay attention to what you're doing. And also, as a customer, make sure that when the time comes, here in America, we like to see what we call a gratuity, or in Las Vegas, we call it a toke, or some people call it a tip. So make sure that you're not too cheap to give them a tip. If you don't have enough money to give them a tip, you shouldn't be going out to dinner. That's the way I see it. That's not a nasty thing. That's a fact. But the fact is, you don't want to give them a lot of money. We're talking maybe, 20% of your bill is perfect. Nobody's going to complain, and you're not going to feel like you gave them way too much. On the other hand, if the service isn't very good, give them their toke accordingly. Don't not give them anything. They won't get the idea. They just think you're a cheap son of a gun. They don't realize why you did that. So if you give them something less, at least they know you know about tipping, and the amount was according to the quality of their service. Pretty good deal. Okay, tonight we're talking about three wines as we normally do. And our first wine this evening, they're pouring it as we speak. It's 100% Chardonnay, and it is J. Lohr, the Arroyo Vista Chardonnay. And Arroyo Vista, no?
Toy Toy.
Oh, that's my mistake. I don't know how that happened. But Toy Toy, sorry. The Toy Toy Sauvignon Blanc is one of my favorites, incidentally. We were talking about it before the show. New Zealand has really come around in the last 20 years or so, making absolutely outstanding wines. And I mentioned that back in the late 80s, I tasted Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand for the very first time and could not believe how good it was. It was without a doubt the best that I've had at that time. Now, Sauvignon Blanc is one of my favorite grapes, and the reason is it goes probably better with more food than almost any other white wine. Chardonnay comes second, even though we know that Chardonnay is the most consumed white wine in the whole world. More people drink Chardonnay than anything else, but that doesn't mean it goes great with food. In fact, most Chardonnays are made to drink by the glass, you know, around the pool or in the backyard or the party or what have you, as opposed to pair with food. Some wineries, they really worry about what kind of food that their Chardonnay is going to go with, and that's a beautiful thing. Here tonight, they've got this beautiful meatball to go with this Sauvignon Blanc. What do you think? Pretty good? The meatball is very good. Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this Sauvignon Blanc. And Toy Toy is a name you've probably never heard before. Yes, I'm not stuttering. That is the name of the grape and the winery. We'll talk about, not the grape, but the winery, and the grape is Sauvignon.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurant.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Come to the Los Angeles Wine Fest. Sip, enjoy, explore wines from around the globe at the 12th annual LA Wine Fest, June 17th and 18th at Roe in downtown LA. Dive into flavors from California buttery Chardonnay, old world Greek wine, or an ice cold innovative craft beer. Sip and savor while indulging in gourmet offerings from celebrated food trucks. There's something for every palate. Shop one-of-a-kind items offered from artisan boutiques. Want to explore on a deeper level? An all-access admission allows for more intimate tastings with boutique wineries with fewer than 2,500 cases annually. Why not get Dad out of the house and treat him with a special day? Use promo code DAD17 to save 25% on all ticket types. That's promo code DAD17 and you'll save 25% on all ticket types. Tickets and details, visit LAWinefest.com. That's LAWinefest.com.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're tasting this Toy Toy from Marlborough, New Zealand. That would be a Sauvignon Blanc, and it's the 2016 release. Now, I want to mention something that we discovered, maybe 10 years ago, about a new item at that time, we thought was new anyway, called Screw Cap. or we like to refer to it affectionately as a Stelvin closure. And the beautiful thing about a screw cap is that it does not allow air into the bottle. Corks periodically, not all of them, but a whole lot of them, up to maybe 12 to 15%, allow air to get into the bottle, which literally ruins the taste of the wine. And that's not a good thing. So if you have an opportunity to buy a screw cap wine bottle, don't hesitate and think you're buying secondary quality wine, because that is not close to the truth whatsoever. The screw cap or Stelvin closure, the reason we call it a Stelvin closure, I think I've mentioned this many times on Wines Azure, is that the Stelvin company is the only one in the world that makes the equipment to put a screw cap onto a bottle of wine. And that's worldwide, not just in America. So the people in the business didn't like the idea of calling it a screw cap, so they started calling it Stelvin closure. And that's okay. Whatever suits you, it works fine. The only thing you need to know is in the last couple years, there's another company that has come out that is a competitor to Stelvin, and they make the equipment that puts screw caps on it. So now there's more than others. So calling it a screw cap might end up being the one we do instead of calling it a Stelvin closure, because it might not be. That's kind of the way that works. Now, this Sauvignon Blanc, New Zealand has a unique terroir. You know, it's below the equator. It's basically almost due east of Australia, although it's far smaller in terms of size. But the weather is similar, and the quality of the terroir is very good for three different grapes in particular from New Zealand, and that would be Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Noir, and Cabernet Sauvignon. It's really very, very good. So the quality of it is good. And that's all I want to say is if you go to your local retail wine store, ask the person there about some wines from New Zealand based on what you're going to have for dinner that night. And they may suggest one or two or three, and you tell them what price range you're in. If you want to spend $10 or $25 or whatever it might be, let them know, and they'll give you two or three choices in that price range. You know, people in the retail store are not there to try to tempt you to buy a $300 bottle of wine. That's not their job in any way, shape, or form, nor do they really think that way. We just think they do. The fact is they want you to understand what it is that you're buying, and they can tell you probably more than you ever wanted to know about the winery, the wine itself, the grapes, and the price and so on, and give you a good idea what temperature you should serve it at and so on. Just because that's the business that they're in. And the more you do that, then the more you get used to that 50-degree temperature or that 65-degree temperature, whatever the case may be. And then you don't realize it maybe, but you're actually tasting your wines much better than you had done it before. New Zealand also makes, as I mentioned earlier, a beautiful Pinot Noir. And the Pinot Noir, which is the most difficult grape in the whole world to grow, no matter where you're, whether you're in France or in your America or Australia, it's still difficult to grow. It's very, very picky. It doesn't like things too hot. It doesn't like weather too cold. It doesn't like it too wet. It doesn't like it too dry. All that sort of thing happens. And so if these things turn out to be reasonable, then you're going to get a good bottle of Pinot Noir. And I just have to tell you, all Pinot Noirs are not great to drink, just like all Chardonnays are not great to pair with food. So make sure that your Pinot Noir is either from a winery that you're familiar with, or the store that you're buying the wine from can tell you about that and maybe recommend one or two different wineries and their Pinot Noir, because there's no use spending $8 or $10 or $12 or $20 for a bottle of Pinot Noir and wish you hadn't when you get it home and open it up. It's just a waste, and you're going to be upset. And I can just tell you that the majority of Pinot Noir is not all that great. I'll just put it that way. So I'll just give you a heads up. When you go to buy Pinot Noir, be a little careful, that's all. And when you find a good one, stick with it. Because let me tell you, when it's good, it's absolutely outstanding. It's probably, without any question, my favorite red wine to go with food. So that's kind of the way that works. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Pinot Noir and, more importantly, about the food that the chef is paired with, because I have to tell you, it's killer. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Fire Rock Steakhouse.
No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of us Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here at this Fire Rock Steakhouse. Let me tell you, this place is booming. this is something that anybody that owns a restaurant is dying to have happen, and that is business. And to have the kind of business that they have, that means that they're doing something right. And one of the beautiful things is the people that run the place really know what they're doing. And I'm speaking specifically, as I mentioned earlier, Linda Weaver, who's had a chance to come in and sit down for a couple minutes to talk with us. Linda, thank you very much for your hospitality and inviting us and enjoying some of the great food. That's great ideas.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. We love having you here, and we are a little busy tonight. It's kind of nice to have this on a Thursday. We'll take it.
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question. How long has the steakhouse been here? Because I know 2006 they opened up in Casper, Wyoming, but they opened here what?
It will be 2 years in July. July 5th, 2 years ago, they actually opened up, and we've been here ever since.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, business is good. This is a great part of the town. A lot of people, you know, that live out here don't have a place to go to eat, and they find this place, they fall in love with it. There's no doubt about that.
You know, it's nice because we don't have a lot of steakhouses around this area,
right.
And we have a ton of families that live really close to here, and it is a booming area. It's a nice growing area, and it's just a nice atmosphere to come take your family. We have a lot of different events that we do here, so we try and satisfy all needs.
Well, I talked a little bit earlier about the aging of 28 days or longer of the steaks of the USDA Black Angus steak, which I think is about the number one. And also, everything is hand-cut, which I think is very important. And what that means as a customer is you feel like, and you actually are, getting a special meal every one that you order. It's just not off the line of any kind.
Absolutely, no. It's never frozen. It's fresh. Like, it is aged at least 28 days, and we try and get it around the 33, 34, 35-day mark. And we do hand cut it every single day, so we try and cut per day. Sometimes we have to cut a little towards the evening at night, but...
Well, nothing runs smooth. I mean, that's just the name of the business.
Well, and especially if somebody comes in and they want a specially cut steak, we can actually do that. You know, if somebody wants something more than a 12-ounce sirloin or more than a 16-ounce ribeye, we can actually go back there and cut that for them on the fly, which is nice to have
that opportunity. That's absolutely very unique. You know, a lot of people think all steakhouses are the same, but let me tell you, that's not even close to the same.
Yes.
They all have steakhouse on their name, maybe, and that's about as close as they get as being the same everywhere, because individualism is really the name of the game. And most of it depends on ownership and management as to what they're going to do. The training that you've made sure everybody here does is very, very good. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. I think it's very important to know that when you come to a restaurant, you're going to spend a reasonable amount of money, nothing excessive by any stretch of the imagination, but you're going to get top-notch quality in not only food and presentation, but also service. Can't get better than that.
Absolutely, yes. We do pride ourselves on our food here is amazing, and I'm not saying that just because I work here. We do have some great food, but the people that we have working for us truly care, and they love what they do. They're not here for just a paycheck. They're here to provide outstanding customer service, and they're very passionate about what they do.
Right. I think the word passionate is really the key word, whether it comes out of the kitchen as passionate or whether it comes out from even from behind the bar. You know, it's amazing. We kind of take for granted bartenders as an example, and it's how much involved a bartender is on making, I'm going to say, roughly 200 different drinks. You know, there's people that like this and they like that and they want that one and they want it this way and that way, and the bartender just jumps right in there and does it without a question, and we just kind of take it for granted. I think that if you're sitting at the bar and having a glass of wine or any kind of a drink, you should make sure that you put a tip there every time they deliver something to you, not a dollar when you leave after you've had 10 drinks. That's that's not exactly what we have in mind when it comes to quality. You got to be quality as a customer too, not only with the restaurant. So what is the favorite thing that you have on your menu here? Now that you're here and settled in for a little bit, do you know what you like the best? Don't tell me they're all best.
Nope, they're not all my best. Our filet is fantastic. Our filet is phenomenal. Like I said, we hand cut all of our steaks, but any of our steaks, I mean, our ribeye it's very, very, has so much flavor.
Now, when you say filet, is it just is strictly a filet, or do you put something on it? You have some kind of a sauce to go with it, or just like it straight away?
On the Oscar, we do have a little bit of a sauce. It's more of a horseradish sauce that we put on there. It's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
If you want it you know, as an Oscar. But if not, we just, you know.
But blue cheese is always good, you know.
Blue cheese. I mean, people add, they do toppings all the time on their steaks. You know, some people get mushrooms, some people get onions, some people get blue cheese, some people, I mean, and we have a little Cajun spice that we put on.
Oh, that's cool.
And
then some people, you know, lower themselves to have A1 sauce, but it's available. That's the way it is.
We do have that. I don't want people to use that, but yeah. Yes, they yeah. can. Yes,
well, I mean,
can.
There are people that's what they were grown up eating, and that's the way they like it. So, you know, you gotta make them happy.
That's right.
That's the way that part of it is. So, we've had, before we went to the break, I mentioned when we come back, I want to talk about this particular item that you paired with the Pinot Noir. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure, it is our Philly egg rolls, and it actually is our prime rib is actually used in this. So yes, so you actually have a prime rib egg roll right now, and it's flavored with different, you know, onions, peppers, and then we roll it, you know, just like an egg roll, and we pair it with a little spicy sauce that we put on the side.
It's delicious, I have to tell you.
Oh, I love them.
And
yes.
It goes so well with Pinot Noir. You know, I talked earlier about Pinot Noir being the toughest grape in the world to grow and to make a decent bottle of wine. But the wine that we have this evening to go with this is actually very, very good. Linda, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're busy. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about wine number 3. Be back in just a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA DebtHelper.com. 1325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines Is Your. I just tasted this New Zealand Pinot Noir. It is the 2014 is the release year. And I have to tell you, the first thing that came to my mind over and above the egg rolls that they served with today was that, I don't know about you, but I love venison. And if you want something that goes really well with venison, let me recommend you try this Pinot Noir. I mean, if you had a nice venison roast, chops or steaks are okay too, but a nice venison roast with a glass of this Pinot Noir, I don't think you're going to get much better than that. And the amount of the percentage of alcohol that we talk about quite often here on Wines du Jour is only 13.0%. That's very low and very good. That's what we like. Because as you probably know, the higher the alcohol content, the less it does when it comes to pair with food. High alcohol is no-no. And the next wine that we're having is what they call Director's Cut. Now, Director's Cut, if you're in the wine industry, you know that the Francis Ford Coppola puts out this product called Director's Cut. It is actually a blend. However, the majority of it by far, over 75% of it, is Cabernet Sauvignon. But it also has a little bit of Merlot, a little bit of Petit Verdot, and a little bit of Malbec. Not a lot, just enough to change some of the taste when it comes to the finish on your wine. When I say the finish, that means when you swallow the wine, that taste that you get when you do swallow it is going to be a little different when you have a couple other varietals blended with the Cabernet Sauvignon compared to having it 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. You know, all Cabernet Sauvignon is not perfect for drinking as a wine. I don't know if you know that, and I'm not trying to insult anybody, but for probably 99% of all the Cabernet coming out of France forever from day one has had Malbec or Merlot added to it. They didn't announce it because they're not required to by law, but the percentage of Merlot could be maybe 7%, 10%. And what that really does is round off the taste. And what that means is sometimes with Cabernet Sauvignon, when you swallow it, your throat kind of heats up. It's warm, and it's almost a little harsh. By adding a couple percentages of Merlot, as an example, or a little bit of Malbec, that all goes away, and it just rounds it off and makes it easier to drink and therefore more pleasurable for you as a consumer. The good thing is this Cabernet is real full-bodied Cabernet. It's a for-real wine. You're not going to mistake it for anything. And the percentage of alcohol for this is 14.3. So that's right in the ballpark without a problem, and everybody should like that without any question. It has a lot of the deep fruit, which I happen to like. It has kind of a lush taste to it, which I think is very good for Cabernet Sauvignon. And they're bringing the food that the chef has paired with to go with that, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Thank you. There's a lot of blackberry in this Pinot Noir. And that would be cherry, blackberry, you know, black fruit, cassis, that type of a thing is the flavor that we get there without a problem. Even a little bit of lavender. And what I like about this one is that it's a little bit on the spicy side, and that's kind of good. I think that's a plus when it comes to Cabernet Sauvignon to have it a little bit spicy. Now, the thing that comes to my mind to pair with this, other than what the chef has put out to pair with it, is beef short ribs. Now, if you like beef short ribs, this is the wine that you want to serve with it. It is perfect, I think, as a combination. Or if you like porcini mushrooms, which an awful lot of people do, then you need to try the little porcini mushrooms to go along with this Cabernet Sauvignon. Or, of course, Cabernet and barbecue go together like shoes and socks, you know, not a problem. So any one of those, I think, is a very, very good thing. And Francis Ford Coppola has done a real good job with this Director's Cut, as he calls it. It comes to us for those grapes that were grown by Francis Ford Coppola come to us from the Alexander Valley. And you probably know the Alexander Valley is almost dead center of Sonoma around the Russian River in that particular area, in the northeast part of Sonoma. And Sonoma produces some excellent grapes and in turn some very, very nice wines. You know, for years we've always heard, oh, the best wine in California comes from Napa. Well, I'm not saying that it's not good, but I'm saying that their competition is much stronger today than it was 15 or 20 years ago, number one. And number two, The people in Napa Valley, for whatever reason, think that their bottle of wine is worth a lot more than anybody else's. Therefore, they charge more for their wine simply because it comes from Napa. And I have to tell you, I think that's a mistake from a business standpoint, but that's the way it is. I used to take trips with groups from Las Vegas up to Napa and Sonoma, and we still do, but we do not any longer go to Napa. The price for a tasting is just unbelievable. $20-$25 most anywhere else. That would be Washington State, Oregon, all over California, but in Napa, it's about $40. And I don't know how three tastes of wine, which is about an ounce and a half times three, is worth $40. Now, if you don't, you know, you don't agree with that, that's okay. That's why they're there. But that's why I don't go back with my group to Napa. And I'm just saying this publicly because I think it's a major mistake that they're making. And it's not a little one, it's a big one. And they have been doing it for quite a while. So they're starting to believe their own PR, if you know what I mean. And therefore, the prices have gone up accordingly. Well, Sonoma hangs in there with great prices and very, very good product. And of course, the Central Coast is not too shabby. Monterey is very good. I happen to love some of the, even the Chardonnay coming out of Monterey is good. Okay, we've got to go to a break again. When we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about the food that's paired with this. Be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Hey, Fred Dreyer and I are really enjoying Blue Apron. Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. They deliver the food. They give you the recipes. Everything is fresh. It's sourced fresh. It's all great, wonderful cooking. You go out and spend $30 or more going to dinner, $10 a person, and you dine with your family. Go and make the meals together. It's affordable, as I said, about $10 a person per meal. It's got variety. You can customize recipe. It's easy. It's guaranteed. And here's the special deal. You can get your first three meals free with free shipping if you go to their website. That's blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. Again, your first three meals free. You get free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. You'll love the way it's how good it is. It feels good. It tastes good. It's blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. blueapron.com/dryer. Check it out today.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. Well, we're lucky. Linda Weaver had an opportunity to come in for a couple of moments. Linda, thank you very much for coming back and sharing some time with us. I have a question for you. Tell me a little bit about your happy hour, because it seems to be that place is crowded. Are you giving things away out there or what?
We're trying not to give them away, but we do have a fantastic happy hour here. All the appetizers that you all have had tonight are all in our happy hour, and they're all reduced in price. Some of them are $5, some of them
really?
Are $6.50, and it goes up to, I believe, $7.50. And we just have every single one of our appetizers on our menu are on that happy hour special. And along with, you know, glasses of wine, we have martinis, we have draft beer. And so that, you know, when you walked in and saw all these people here, they are here every night for this happy hour. It does get booming in here.
Well, you know, just a few moments ago, I started bragging about bartenders, how they're kind of overlooked as the quality of work and how much knowledge they need to have to do a good job as a bartender. It's not pouring draft beer. Mm-hmm. That's not a bartender's job, although it's part of it. They may know 200 or 300 different drinks that if a customer asks for whatever, an old-fashioned, they don't say, huh? They right. fix it to them. So, you know, give that bartender some credit and give them a little money when you're finished, too.
And they are, you know, they are the ones that actually are, you know, one of the most important people in our steakhouse today. They have to have a lot of knowledge, not just about different drinks, but a lot of knowledge about our wine. We have a huge wine list here. And you know, different martinis, so they do go through quite an extensive training process here to make sure that our customers are taken care of and they know what they're doing.
That's great. Well, I think that's something that everybody should consider when you go to your local pub or your local dining room, is to give the bartender a little break and pay attention to what they do. You'd be amazed at how hard they have to work during their 8-hour shift or whatever it is. In order to make customers happy. And that's the passion that Linda talked about a little earlier that they have here, not only in the bar, but in the kitchen and food servers and so on. So it's a good thing. The food business is a very difficult business to make a living at. It's something that most everybody thinks all you have to do is open up the door, and because you're there, they're going to line up to come have your food. I have to news. There's been, I don't know, thousands of restaurants open and close in 3 or 4 months thinking that, and they never did learn that it wasn't because they were so good. It was just that the food wasn't as good as they thought. The service wasn't as good as it should have been, and so people don't come back. And that's one of the major things that everybody in the food industry needs to be alert about, is the quality, the presentation, and of course the service. Boy, I'll tell you, we've really had a good time here tonight. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We're at Fire Rock Steakhouse. That's the Centennial Center here in Northwest Las Vegas. Also, I want to thank Linda Weaver for being my guest this evening. Great restaurant.
Thank you.
Wines du Jour is America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each week at this very same time, or you can go to leskincaid.com and choose any of the listed shows 24/7. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, be sure to tell everybody you know to join us each and every week. And if you want to know more about my favorite subjects, log on to my personal website, leskincaid.com, for all my current updates, and listen to us on the previous broadcast 24/7, or join us on Facebook or on Twitter. I also want to thank my radio engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work. Remember, wine improves with age. The older I get, the better I like it. Thank you for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour, and please drink responsible. Use coasters. From the left coast, from the east coast, and from all around the world on the internet, from Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.